Hello, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, it's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Hold on. Okay. Hold 1 second. Give me a call.
Okay.
Either one. Okay, go ahead.
Local is that Splash. A hot or cold coffee?
It'll be a hot coffee.
Five. Good for you. No, I was following up with you because I know we had talked about talking right before the first. I can't believe it's already tomorrow. If you were interested in implementing Google Ads, I know right now we're doing Facebook and the local listing, right?
Yeah. The Google Ads will just go out to random people in my area.
Well, with Google Ads.
One second.
Okay.
One second. What is this $12 turkey special you have out there?
Just half the turkey sandwich and a soup of your choice.
Okay. And what's on the turkey sandwich? Gravy or what's on it?
No, just lettuce.
Okay. What is the soup of the day?
Do clam chowder, beef barley, or chicken toast?
Give me the beef barley and the turkey.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Local Splash.
Okay, so basically those Google ads,
bread sandwich?
Yeah,
you could.
What are the options?
Well, rye, multi grain.
Give me rye. I'm sorry, go ahead, Local Splash.
No, you're okay. Get your lunch. I don't mind.
What I'm concerned about is even in my geographic area,
mm-hmm.
Only one out of four people have these type of cellar doors. And
uh-huh.
Then at any given time, maybe only one out of 100 really needs to change it. Maybe it's rusted
mm-hmm.
out or something. So
right.
I'm just wondering if I'm going to get the bang for the buck. I don't know.
What are typically the areas that you target most? You tell me right now. So I could take a look at something.
The counties that are on my on my list there. You have the counties.
Yeah. So those are still the current counties, right?
Yep.
So basically, we target those counties with those Google ads. I know that they're also doing it with the Facebook, but with Google ads, at least it gives them the option as well to click and call you. So we could be very targeted. It allows us to use multiple keywords and search terms aside from what we're currently using now.
Why would
you
want to change what you're using? Why would I want to change the keywords that I'm using now?
No, I'm not talking about changing them. It's even adding more. It gives us that ability.
Why would I want to add more?
I'm just saying it's an option. It's not saying that you have to. It's letting you know that what those Google ads
but
do.
But the keywords that I have are the ones that focus
mm-hmm.
in my industry. If you put
correct.
In windows or entry door, then I'm focusing on another industry. I don't want to do that. I want to do what I do.
I understand. I'm just saying that's what the Google ads can do. No one's saying that we're going to do that. We're obviously going to continue to use the keywords and search terms that are being utilized now, as well as the targeted areas. I was just following up because we had a scheduled callback just to see if you were wanting to
add the Google ads. I remember speaking to
mm-hmm.
you, and I remember telling you to call me around November 1st, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And so I'm not...
It's okay.
You know, what I'm saying is I've been thinking about this since you first called me, and those were the questions that were coming to my mind, if it's going to be worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, of course. And I don't want to say, Eric, like I will never be misleading and tell you, oh my gosh, you're going to get a whole bunch of calls, right? But again, it's putting you in like another primary, what I would consider a primary spot of Google. The primary positions are always going to be the Google Verified, formerly known as Local Service Ads, Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, and then the local listing. It's what we consider like the top premium positions on Google, right?
Right. And,
so,
and some of the people that are going to be getting the Google Ads won't even be people who own a house. They'll be people who are a family member of a homeowner, or they're a tenant. I have such a targeted audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm concerned that it's not going to be worthwhile. And
okay.
right right now people are finding me, people who need a bill closed door will go in and put, type in the keywords, sell a door near me. That seems to be the big one, or bill closed door near me. Or they might put in bill closed door installer and then the county name. And that's how people are finding me. And that's working. I'm getting, you know, we tweaked a few things since we got on board and there was a huge disconnection when we first started that you guys just, and I don't know if you know the whole history, but you guys just, when I changed the website name from Confident Home Remodelers to Glazed Cellar Doors, you guys didn't change anything and you continued to advertise me in the previous counties where I used to live, you know, an hour and a half away, and then you were targeting me for the services that I no longer do. It was a disaster, and it went on for a year before I realized that it was a problem. And if it wasn't for the fact that you guys are otherwise doing good work for me, I would have fired you because of that mistake. Yeah, it was really, really, really bad. And I lost a lot of potential work and my sales volume went way, way, way down. And, so I'm afraid now that you want to take me away from the focus that we've established
No. That's not my intention at all. Again, always know Google Ads are an option for you. You don't have to do anything. You know,
what is the amount of ads I get per month and what is the cost of it?
So basically, it's $300, right, is going to be the lowest base where they start from. Allocated to
how many exposures do I get for $300?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's really hard for me to tell because with Google Ads, it can range anywhere between $5 a click when they click on that ad or $10. Average is going to be $10. Average click, cost per click, is what they say, right, across all industries. But some of them could be 5, some of them could be 12. What they do is, right, with that 300, they allocate a certain amount each day so that those ads are running throughout the month, right?
I'm not paying for my company name to show up on the computer screen while they're surfing the net. I'm only paying per click.
Basically, that $300 is for that ad campaign to be visible. And when
the specific question I asked was extremely important. So the cost doesn't come in unless they click on it. Them seeing it on the screen does not generate a cost. It's only the click, right?
Correct in a sense, but you still would be paying. Like if you want those ads to run, it's going to be $300 a month, depending on how long you want to run them.
Even if there's hardly any clicks, I'm still paying the $300.
In your reporting, correct. In your reporting system, it's going to show how many clicks there were because what they're going to do is they're going to make sure that those ads are not being eaten in one day, that they're running throughout the month because they're allocating a certain budget daily to it of the $300.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like where you're, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? You have a specific type of not just county, but of people that you target, right? That are actually people who have cellar doors, you know, that own a home. So how has your experience been with the Facebook ads? Is that doing pretty good?
Never. I have not gotten one phone call ever where the customer said, I saw you on Facebook. Not one. And you've been running that for like 2 years for me. That's part of the reason why I'm skeptical again. Because what the only thing that's been working for me is what I'm doing, with the keywords in the SEO. That's the only thing that's working for me.
Yeah, I'm looking at your client dashboard.
Why would the Google ad be any more, profitable to me than the Facebook ad?
Honestly, I prefer Facebook ads, in my opinion. Their conversion rate is higher than Google ads, and I'll be super honest and transparent with you, Eric. I'm not going to blow smoke. I don't work like that. Google ads work really well But you have to invest a lot in order to get a good conversion rate. You know what I mean? I think if what's working for you right now, then leave it the way it is. But know that these are always still options for you.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, I'm going to say based on the fact that I've never gotten a sales call off of Facebook, I don't think that this is going to be
okay.
Working for me.
Okay. No worries.
All right.
I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You are so welcome. You too. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.